Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. Glad to have you along today on the program. And the weather is, well, just say you're going to need to have maybe those mittens, you know, attached to your coat so you don't lose them. Your gloves. Going to get a little on the chilly side here. And western and central North Dakota expecting a blast of Arctic air over the region tonight. That'll last through Wednesday night, moving across North Dakota tonight, falling temperatures through the day tomorrow. Winds are going to kick up around 40 miles an hour expected through tomorrow afternoon. So you're going to get your patchy blowing snow and some reduced visibilities across central and eastern portions of the state. Dangerous wind chills, too. That'll be Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Wind chills to 35 below Wednesday night. And if you're traveling, keep an eye out for difficult travel conditions as well. That's a big swath of western and central North Dakota that we're watching that weather for. Snow and blowing snow affecting northwestern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota as well. That cold front with the winds, the same thing. And it's mainly going to be today and tonight. And even Tuesday through Sunday, some light snow and blowing snow. Total accumulation is about 1 to 3 inches possible. But I will tell you this, the extended outlook is looking really good. I even see a 60-degree day, not too off. Well, as of the day, anyway, in our future, so not bad at all. Anyway, there you go. Rod Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here to answer your questions or comments this hour. We're going to do that in just a moment, but Adam in Powers Lake is left over from last hour, and we want to get Adam in here quickly before we introduce Ron and take your questions for the head of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on what's on your mind today. Adam, what is on your mind?
Hey, everybody. Last time I called in, I was making a joke, but this time I'm not. I got this phone call from somebody claiming to be from the HHS, Health and Human Services, giving away grant money for people to do things like pay bills and buy cars, which, of course, is stupid. So I'm pretty sure this is like one of those identity theft scams, because they're talking about getting bank account information to put this money into. But I'm really curious, do you know anybody to call to report stuff like this? Because it's exceptionally annoying.
Yeah, it is. No, the Attorney General's office should get that call. They have a whole division that deals with those.
Okay.
And usually what they'll do after, you know, somebody like you gets a call like that, they'll check it out, and then they put out an alert so other people are aware that, you know, there's a scam going on. And that sounds like somebody's calling saying, I'm calling from the government. I want to give you money to help you pay bills and buy cars. That's a pretty good tip that it's a little bit of a scam. So that's what I would do if I were you.
Cool. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Adam. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And glad you're listening up there in Powers Lake today. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, is here. Hey, Ron, happy Monday. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. Busy news week last week. You had the Keystone XL pipeline in the news again. And you had some things happening on the North Dakota legislative front that certainly were good news for all across the state of North Dakota. So we can start with a couple of those. We had a question last hour, and I'm going to start with this because I said I would ask you the question. But this person was a supporter of the Keystone XL pipeline, but had run into somebody who told him that there was a concern that this particular person had, and that was that because of the Canadian tar sands being thick, water had to be added to the pipe at a number of different locations, and then water removed from the pipe that had to be disposed of. And he said this was a problem. He wanted to know if that was accurate or not. Is water added and water have to be removed from the Keystone pipeline along the route?
Not to my knowledge, Scott. What does happen, though, is because the oil sands is a heavy, real thick, heavy, almost, asphalt type, material. It's mined, essentially. They add a diluent. And in fact, when you've got the Dakota Prairie Refinery in Dickinson and MDU and the partner Calumet, MDU is going to take the diesel fuel off it. They will send the naphtha up to Alberta. And so other diluents and other gases and things get added into that oil in order to basically make it flow more freely. So you add diluents to that to make it flow through the pipelines and flow to market.
And that's at the point where the oil is put on. So it
that's
is,
correct.
After
it comes off of there, they have a system up there where they essentially take it and they run it through what we would call the first cracker of the refining process in order to get it into a movable, marketable product, and then they send it. So you're basically blending back in a feedstock back into the crude oil.
And the other thing you hear from time to time is folks say, well, it doesn't do North Dakota oil any good anyway. There is, however, not a huge amount, but there is some allocation for North Dakota crude to go on the Keystone XL pipeline, right?
Well, there is a 100,000 barrels a day allocation that an on-ramp, as they call it, in Montana over by Baker. Then if you think about that, if that pipeline would have been done 4 or 5 years ago, that would have been 100,000 barrels of oil a day. Every day, move it into that pipeline. That's 500 trucks per day off the roads in North Dakota. But more importantly, you know, what's happened with Keystone is it's kind of become the trademark we don't want anything anywhere, environmental activists who are opposing that project. And what they're beginning to do is they're beginning to take, that issue now onto other pipelines and really create concerns and problems with permitting and then getting approved other pipelines as we try and move North Dakota Bakken crude to markets. And, you know, it's all kind of a mystery when you hear the president talk on TV the other day with the Fargo reporter about, you know, how great the American energy industry is. And yet we've got all of these issues with trains and rail cars, and yet we can't get a pipeline built to take North Dakota crude oil to where it needs to get. And that's something that I think that as a state, we're really going to have to become cognizant of because this is getting to be a significant issue. The delays in the Keystone pipeline, the delay now in the Sandpiper pipeline, you have the Dakota Access pipeline going over to Chicago. These are significant. This would have taken a tremendous amount of oil off the rails. And that impacts our farmers. That impacts everything. So where are we supposed to go with this oil? And that's going to be the big issue going forward.
You mentioned the Keystone impact on truck traffic, but that's no small deal as well, obviously. So another positive that we sometimes forget to do the math on, but that's pretty significant, isn't it?
Well, and I think it's just it's an American energy and American energy security issue. It's probably Keystone is more about that than it is about an oil industry project because, you know, as far as a Bakken producer goes, I'm not necessarily thrilled about getting 700,000 barrels of Canadian crude oil into these markets. But boy, would you rather have it from Canada or from Venezuela? Because that's the crude oil that is displacing. Our Bakken crude oil needs to go to different markets and where they use sweet, high quality crude oil. These Canadian crude oil refineries, they were built that way in the 90s and the 2000s. We didn't think we were going to have a supply of sweet crude oil across this country. So refineries converted to heavy Canadian crude oil because that's what we thought we were going to need.
Last week in the state legislature, you know, pretty significant news in that you have the governor signing a piece of legislation that started in the House and ended up in the Senate and got passed out in rather quick order, as you predicted that it would. And what was your reaction to that getting across the finish line?
Well, I thought that was a great piece of legislation, and real glad that it got basically got all but two votes in both chambers. So when you get a, you know, when you have that many legislators agreeing on this needs to be done. But importantly, though, I think just to note that I've talked to a number of companies since, and not necessarily oil companies, but engineering companies or service companies or construction companies, that because of our significant reduction in the drilling rigs, We're having to start looking at where we're going to start reducing our employees or shaving back hours. And that surge money they told me, is going to get them over the top to be able to continue to provide high-quality jobs and, in fact, even potentially grow their workforce a little bit. But because we are starting to see the effects of losing almost, what are we at? We're at 121 rigs today on December 12th. We were at 186. So use 65 drilling rigs over essentially a two-and-a-half-month period. There are going to be reductions in the amount of work available. So that surge, Bill, is at the right time, at the right place. We can get this work done while things are maybe slowing a bit. And it also helps these companies ensure that they can keep these employees on hand.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us. Randy in Mandan has a question. Randy, let's see. I don't have enough time to get your question here before the break, so hang on tight, Randy, if you would, and we'll ask your question just as soon as we come back with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll talk about some other things in the news as well, including other industries that are emerging as a result of North Dakota's oil plant. Get an update on that, too. Some news this week on that plastics plant location, so touch on that. More coming up. What's on your mind continues after this short timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us on What's on Your Mind. Your questions, your comments, welcome for them at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Randy, thanks for waiting. You're on with Ron Ness. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Say, I'm a bit confused here on this on all this pipeline talk. We're talking about the pipelines, getting more oil out, which I'm all for. I'm pro-oil-filled, pro-Bakken, pro-North Dakota. But in the same sense, we're talking about, worried about losing jobs, losing employment, people, you know, running out of work. But when you say you're going to build these pipelines, you're going to take 500 trucks a day off the road. I'm really not worried about that. Or what are them people supposed to do?
And where Randy, are
they ever supposed to go? Just on welfare?
Well, Randy, I think, you know, the big issue out west, as we've all known for the last 8 years, has really been the Bakken, and the requirements for each well requires a tremendous number of trucks.
Yes.
And the one thing that you're still going to need a tremendous number of trucks because of all the equipment, it's estimated that each new well requires about 2,000 trucks in the first year. So what happens is that you bring more barrels on, you have to essentially move those barrels as well. So even though some of our really good friends have trucking companies, I think they're all going to be fine. As the markets and the commodity prices swing up and down, you're going to have corrections and changes, and like we're seeing today. But at the end of the day, we know that we have to get we have to get pipelines in the field. A couple of pieces of legislation we can talk about, Scott, in that regard. But what we're really talking about today is major pipelines from North Dakota to markets where they will refine the Bakken crude oil, along typically in major metropolitan areas. So getting this Bakken crude oil to the right markets, whether it be in Chicago, whether it be in the East Coast, whether it be in the Gulf Coast, whether it be in the West Coast. You can't take a pipeline to the West Coast over the Rocky Mountains, so you're somewhat bottlenecked going that way. But so there's still going to be some trains, but the fact that we're moving 60% of our oil today by train to these markets shows you that they want this crude oil, because it's what reduces our reliance on foreign oil. This is the crude oil. This Bakken crude oil, when you get it to the coastal markets, that's what, you know, reduces our reliance on OPEC and all of the foreign nations. So we got to get the oil from the wellhead to the shipping facility, and hopefully that's a pipeline shipping facility. That's the safest, most reliable, consistent way to move your product ultimately to a market. It operates every day, and you know, pipelines have gotten a lot of attention recently, but when you think of all of the products that move across this nation every hour of every day for decades and decades, and the number of spills and incidents that we have, it's really quite remarkable, because you know they're all high profile when they happen. So the fact that you can move that product virtually across this country into whether it's natural gas into our houses, or fuel oil into various houses in the Northeast, or gasoline that's moving across this country. Just think about what it takes logistically to get the product from the wellhead to your gas tank. It's pretty amazing.
Right, I know. It
takes a lot of pipes.
So
you're right. I mean, it's all a trade-off, but we know we need
to. Every time I hear about this pipeline, building this pipeline, one of the major things is, I got to get these trucks off the road. You know, in every little town you go to, an oil field, all you see is no truck parking, no trucks allowed. It's like everybody is so anti-truck, but then they forget how many jobs the trucking industry supplies in the oil field. And number one thing, trucks built that oil field. That old oil field would not even be there if it weren't for the trucks and the trucking industry. But yet every time something comes up, that's the first thing everybody wants to attack. You know, get all these trucks off the road. Trucks are wrecking the roads. We got to get rid of these trucks. Well, how about we take this effect? How about we build some roads that will take the trucks, because the trucks build the roads also? How about we get some of these cars off the road, maybe? Well, maybe that'd be a little better idea, you know?
Randy has some interesting thoughts.
Right. Good roads help it all, and he's right. Behind each of those trucks is a job, which is a high-wage job, which is a family, which is an opportunity. So I can't disagree with him, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities for truck drivers going forward.
I hope so. It's getting tough already, and as you know, the more targets they make it, the tougher it's going to get. The rates have already dropped. There's already people scrambling, you know, fighting over work. Competition's already getting higher. Well, the more you keep hammering on it, the harder it's going to get.
Sure.
Randy,
Scott,
appreciate the call. Thank you.
You know, I just want to comment on what Randy's talking about is the fact that you're seeing overtime reduced, you're seeing hours reduced, you're seeing all of those things. And I think we all have to anticipate that that is going to be we're going to see more of that. As I don't believe that the people that I work for necessarily think that the price of oil is going to rebound to where it was. And I think that we're going to have to look at trying to make the Bakken economic at $65 to $75 a barrel. Today, it's fully economic at $85 to $95 a barrel. So with that comes a more efficient operation. We got to get pipelines to in place to move that oil to better markets so you get a better price for your barrel. All of those things right on down to the, you know, North Dakota is still considered a high-tax oil state. All of those things start to affect the rate of return in which when your price availability goes down or when it doesn't come back up as high, companies are going to look at where do I put my assets? Where do I employ the next Randy? Is it in North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado? Because I only have so much money to deploy now. It's going to get tougher and tougher. So we've got to be able to lower the threshold, which includes good housing, which includes good roads, all of those things. So now's the time for that infrastructure to be built, which helps everybody.
Thanks for the call, Randy. Others welcome, by the way, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. We're chatting with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. It's a story in Reuters today about rents coming down. The headline is Reality Hits North Dakota's Pricey Apartment Market, Rents Drop. And basically the gist of the story is apartments have been built, so rents have come down. I mean, that's sort of like what you just talked about in the truck or on anything. That's just the market correcting this, as we've all predicted when there were stories about New York, having lower apartment rents than North Dakota. This is a good thing, isn't it?
That is a good thing, and would love to see that story highlighted across North Dakota, because I think we're going to see more of that. We've got more housing units coming online, and of course, you're probably going to have a dip in the demand somewhat, and of course, that's how markets work. But it doesn't mean that we've got enough housing units out there. We still think we need substantial, certainly single-family housing is the biggest thing, and the costs are going to have to come down in order for people to invest in those single-family housing units. But I think that was what I saw was around 18% in some units in Dickinson. We've seen a drop. It's pretty substantial when you start talking $2,000 or $3,000 and you're seeing drops up in the double digits. So that's good news, and I would anticipate that we're going to see a little more of that.
Yes, exactly. I've got that on our Facebook page if you want to check out that story, but it is there. We'll take a short break, come back with more with Ron Ness. We'll get an update on a couple other issues before the North Dakota legislature, too, when we come back. And continuing our conversation, Ron mentioned one of them on pipelines in our conversation with the caller there. More coming up on What's on Your Mind with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I'm Scott Hinnon. It's 10:28. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would
like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
In part today by our friends at MyPillow. Got a moment? Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT, and it'll get you the two-for-one deal on their original classic pillow. Now, why do we love MyPillow? Well, for one, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is your health, right? So, I said that wrong. The most important thing to your health is sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is your pillow.
There we go.
Right, Todd?
Yeah. We love sleep. That's the bottom line. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah. And if you want to be healthy, you love sleep. Your body loves sleep. Exactly. And it's a two-for-one deal right now. So promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com or a special number that you can call, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee. It adjusts to any sleep position. And it is the pillow that stays cool. So there's no tossing and turning, non-allergenic. You can't go wrong. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or 800-506-9028. Back with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, if you have any questions or comments. All right, let's talk a little bit about the legislature. We mentioned, obviously, a big week last week, and that was good news. On the surge funding, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the pipeline. There's a piece of legislation concerning regulation of pipelines that's being considered. Tell us about that.
Sure, Scott. There are there is actually House Bill 1358, which is a bill that really tries to deal with the issues regarding pipeline leaks, pipeline monitoring, and provides $1.5 million for research study by the Energy Environmental Research Center out of Grand Forks to kind of assess what's going on with the pipes used in North Dakota. As you know, we're moving a million or more barrels of fluid a day. In addition to the million or more, the 1.2 million barrels of oil, we move a tremendous amount of fluids every day. And we probably have somewhere around 20,000 miles of pipe gathering pipeline in the ground in North Dakota. And by and large, I think historically we've done a good job, but leaks happen, spills happen, and always should be judged on how we do in cleaning those up. But we also have to continue to look at new technologies and how do you monitor these things, because these are low-flow gathering lines that come from individual wells, connecting multiple wells ultimately to a disposal system that where you dispose of that water back into the Dakota Formation, the non-potable Dakota Formation. So that study is going to provide some research on what are the best technologies for leak detection, leak monitoring systems, what's the best type of materials utilized. Also going to look at some research in terms of what's the best salt remediation for saltwater spills. Is there a better use of way to remediate the soil? But in addition, the bill also adds requirements under the Industrial Commission onto the leak detection and monitoring systems that operators will have to have. They'll have to have a third-party inspection, have to submit some type of engineered design drawing to the Industrial Commission. So last session, North Dakota became the first state in the nation to regulate gathering pipelines, and it appears this time that the legislature is going to substantially strengthen those regulations and hopefully come up with you can't get out ahead of what technology is available, but hopefully they'll come up with an approach that says we're going to help research and identify the best technologies available and what's coming forward, and then we'll look at having the Industrial Commission require those types of monitoring systems and leak detection systems on these pipelines, so that when spills occur, you catch them earlier. I think that's the key, is catching them earlier so they don't get as big. And that technology out there is emerging, and I suspect North Dakota will once again become the leader in figuring out. It's a little different than in Texas, of course. You don't have the winter months. You don't have the cold weather. You don't have all of those challenges that we have here, and that's another portion of this bill, is that it kind of begins to study the ratio of spills in North Dakota versus the conditions in Oklahoma and other major producing states like Texas and wherever else.
Another one is 2271 concerning landowners. Tell us about that one.
2271 came out of the right-of-way task force, in which the industry and the landowners have been working together since last, I believe, May. And you've got a lot of landowners out there that are fatigued, frustrated by having to deal with so many different pipeline companies, not sure who to contact. We created kind of a six-step process to identify and provide information. But 2271 is essentially the key element of that legislation. Is under the Commissioner of Agriculture, there would be created an ombudsman program, which would essentially become a resource for the landowner. And what landowners have said is, we don't necessarily want more regulations. We want someone out there to assist us. So when we've got an easement that because of a some situation, the pipeline, the land, the gravel gets eroded around that pipeline, we want someone to come out and assess it, assist us in getting the company to come back in there and do the work they need to do to properly reclaim that pipeline. If we've got another issue with a pipeline, we don't know whose pipeline this is, this reclamation ombudsman person is there to assist the landowners. And I think that is going to be a substantial big step in order to work with landowners. Again, you've got to get more pipe. If you don't want flaring, you've got to get pipe in the ground. And one of the great challenges that we've been having is getting the easements in place to capture that gas, to get the gas to the processing plant. So this is a bill that everybody came together. The Commissioner of Agriculture, Doug Goring, has stepped up and said, this is something my department can do. We think that we've got a long history of working with landowners and understanding the soil reclamation, what type of seed mix does the landowner want. Maybe you bring in the NDSU extension agent to assist the landowner and the pipeline company in determining the best seed mix. So it's a proactive approach to addressing something that's a growing concern in Western North Dakota. I think it's a good piece of legislation.
There also was some work last week in the House on legislation related to the formula change, proposed, rather significant change. What came out was very close to, I think a 5% change to what is the current system. Which didn't go over real well in oil country. I know there's a lot of work to do that. We talked to Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, on Friday. He said that's going to look very different, but we got to wait till we get some new forecasts here and wait, because most of that was related to the price of oil, and we're going to change that. What is your take on the debate over the formula change as it sits right now and what passed out of the House?
Well, to clarify, the surge money, the $1.1 billion of surge money, that was money that's already in the bank. That was money that was set aside, designated for infrastructure and roads by the last legislature. So that's money that's come in. The formula, the oil tax formula, is essentially the determination of what they're going to get in the future. The counties and the western counties and cities have, you know, their intent is to, we need $1 in $4 of the oil tax revenues to be able to, you know, address our road needs going forward, so we don't have to do something like the surge every year. Give us the money, we can make the investments in the roads. As you know, the budget reductions and the budget forecast will be out March 17th. I think what the House did was substantially trimmed that back. I'm sure the Senate will look at trying to add more to it, so I suspect that that's going to be one of those pieces of legislation that in the last week of the legislature will be ultimately determined. We're going to be supporting the counties and the cities to get more of that money. Again, these are taxes paid by the oil producers, the mineral owners, and those producing the oil that pay their tax on it. What percentage of that money should stay in Western North Dakota is essentially what this will dictate. And I think we all agree that more of that money for now needs to stay in those Western communities. There will be more for the rest of us after those Western communities address their needs. But the surge took care of kind of this construction season and some of the things from the past. But now let's look ahead and let's provide them the proper funding as we move forward.
All right, a couple of things in the news I wanted to chat with you about. There was a big decision, big announcement last October about a $4 billion plastics plant being put on the table. And there's been, of course, now some debate about where is it going to go. Last week, the folks from Badlands NGL, Shane Gettle, who's the project consultant for the group, announced that they haven't decided yet where the location is, mainly because they're trying to find out where their ethane feedstock is going to come from, and obviously that will dictate, where they put the plant. So they're still working on this. But a good reminder that this and other things are spin-off industries, and this work is still going. Obviously a little hiccup in the price of oil right now that's causing some understandable hand-wringing, but this work on spin-off industries in the petrochemical area potential remains strong, doesn't it, Ron?
Well, Scott, I think this is essentially the energy future of North Dakota. When you talk about a petrochemical industry, I suspect that I've probably had in my office somewhere around $10 to $15 billion worth of potential investment, and we're not talking about just in Watford City or just in Tioga. This is what we do with the natural gas that we have in North Dakota, what we do with those liquids. Does it go to Jamestown to be converted into fertilizer for our farmers? Does it go to Grand Forks for fertilizer? Does it get converted into polyethylene beads, which, of course, just about everything you're wearing and everything you're driving and all of those things come from petrochemicals, which come from crude oil, which are converted from those little plastic beads, whether it's the water pipes or plastic bags or anything else, those little polyethylene beads, once you have those, the world wants them. And I think that the study that the Department of Commerce did this past summer is really initiated all of this activity, discussion, and it showed that you can produce those secondary value-added energy commodities in North Dakota. You can get them to markets at a very profitable margin in North Dakota, and I think it's going to be one of the significant things that comes out of this legislature. There's a tax incentive. House Bill 2035 would provide the petrochemical industry the same tax sales tax exemption today that the value-added energy, value-added agriculture industry gets. So if you have an ethanol plant, you don't pay sales tax. If you create this petrochemical industry, you don't pay sales tax for the construction of that facility, because at the end of the day, the spin-off businesses off one of these petrochemical plants and the jobs creation all across North Dakota could be just absolutely astronomical. And I think that we're going to look back in a couple of years and we're going to have an entirely new industry here. It's going to be a petrochemical industry. High wage payers provide an entirely new concept of value, adding value to this Bakken resource that we have. So it's pretty exciting.
It also puts the whole flaring concern into a little different light, because flaring has prompted this opportunity. We'll talk about that when we wrap up with Ron Ness after a short break. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't touch the dial. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For the top of the hour, final segment for the Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Wanted to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache before we go today, however. You know the folks that have one focus? You know what it is, don't you? Sprayers. The application industry is their deal. Whether it's new sprayers, Apache, best of the best, used sprayers, got a bunch of them. Check out their website, highplainsapache.com, or that new ET Ag Center where literally they have 50,000 of the most used parts in the application industry. Right there. You walk in the door to their location in Mandan or Fargo, Frontier location, 50,000 parts, most popular name brand items in the application industry. And if they don't have what you need, they're going to get it to your door in a day or two. That's the kind of dedication they have. That's when you focus on sprayers in the application industry, their world's largest source of ag application parts, That's what you get. And, by the way, some good deals on some used sprayers right now, too, so check those out as you gear up and get ready for the season. HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see them on Eastside Court across from Bonanza, Mandan, right across Maine, or Fargo, actually Frontier location just south of Fargo across from Walmart on I-29 southbound off of 52nd in Fargo. They're in Madison, South Dakota, too. We've got listeners down that way. Check them out at HighPlainsApache.com. Wrapping up our chat with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So we mentioned, some potential for this petrochemical industry, and you're talking about billions and billions of dollars worth of potential investment coming through your office, kicking the tires right now. This $4 billion plastics plant, a prime example of that. None of that happens, ironically, without flaring, which, you know, obviously we're in the process of fixing to the tune of a few more billions. But, you know, it is rather ironic that flaring presented all that opportunity. Right, Ron?
Well, it's kind of one of those things that we have. Nobody likes to see flaring, but had we had a major natural gas pipeline that would have taken all of this natural gas in North Dakota to Gulf Coast, Louisiana, where it's kind of the petrochemical capital of the world, or to Houston, we wouldn't be looking at this type of an opportunity here. So it is kind of sometimes ironic how, you know, where there's a challenge, there's also smart people and entrepreneurial opportunities, and I think it's going to turn out to be one of the great advancements of the Bakken as we look at opportunities to provide value added commodities to our farmers and great jobs and further diversifies our economy, which we need to continue to do that, because we can't put all of our eggs in the basket, because we're a commodity based state and with agriculture and oil, and we're going to ride up and down a little bit with the commodity prices, but adding value to that commodity, and they're going to want to know why they come here is because they want to know how long the Bakken's going to last. These are 30 to 50 year facilities, and they want to know that they're going to have a feedstock for 30 to 50 years. So that's why they come, and they look at the resource in the Bakken and what are the price going to mean. And that's why making that Bakken work at $65 to $75 matters to everybody in this state, and why it matters to all of these issues at the Capitol when you talk about cuts to the higher ed budget or cuts to this budget or that budget, ensuring that we're going to produce this resource and provide a stable, steady stream of not only feedstocks for these petrochemical industries, but of taxes and jobs. And the builders and the developers are going to want people to live in these things. So trying to stabilize a commodity-based industry is hard. I don't care what you do, but you have to try and do your best to lower the economic threshold to be able to continue to do business in that arena. So it all kind of fits together at the end of the day, but it's not easy. And we've got no shortage of challenges, but I think that we've invested $13 billion. In natural gas infrastructure in North Dakota since 2007. And from where we were a year ago at 30% flaring to today, we met the target. We're at 23% flaring and headed downward as long as we can get these pipelines in place and we get some of these challenges taken care of. I think that we've done a pretty amazing job. We get almost zero credit for it, but that's a whole lot of investment that's been made to try and get this gas. So anybody that says we don't want to get this gas, just do the math on $13 billion worth of infrastructure to get that gas. We want to get that gas and add value to it.
Somebody just sent a note here concerning a call earlier about concern over job losses as it relates to the price dropping, and noted it's actually in the article we were talking about earlier about the apartments rents coming down. The Reuters story notes there's still 1,800 jobs listed in North Dakota. So there's a lot of work to be done here yet, right? The sky is not falling.
There is, and I just got the update from Job Service North Dakota, and there's still four pages of oil-related jobs, and you'll notice most of those jobs are drivers. So, Randy, if you're out there, there's still a big need for drivers because you got, you know, it's not even noon yet. We've almost produced 600,000 barrels of oil. We've moved 600,000 barrels of fluids, and we've processed about a half a BCF of gas. So there's a lot of work that's still going on out there. There's going to continue to be a lot of work that's still going on out there on the exploration side. You're going to see some some substantial scaling back, but and that's what drives a lot of those cycling dollars out there. But there's a lot of work out there, and we still need a lot of people. So
only have a half a minute left. Only about a half a minute left, less than. But quickly, give me a plug on Energy Day at the Capitol on Tuesday.
Yeah, next week we've got a Energy Day at the Capitol, and we're rolling out our economic impact study and partnering with NFIB and the North Dakota Grain Growers Association on some energy education, and it should be a great day.
All right, look forward to that. Sounds good. And we'll be broadcasting Energy Matters from the Capitol, as a matter of fact. Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it, Ron.
Thanks, Scotty.
Good to catch up with you and get caught up on all kinds of things in the news here. All right, folks, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow for our friends of the North Dakota Farm Bureau right here on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Geo Steering Services. It's one of the things new at Nessa Consulting Services. Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Services tells us about how Nessa Consulting Services is now offering geo steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nessa Consulting Service online at NessaConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessaConsulting.com. That's NessaConsulting.com. NessaConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.